Australia will return to the Elite Eight-team World Group next year after beating the Netherlands in their playoff match held in the New South Wales city of Wollongong. The return was sealed by Dara Gavrilova's reverse singles victory over Corinne Lemoine. With the tie already decided at 3-1, rising star Destiny Ayava was given the chance to pair up with Gavrilova in the doubles rubber. The 17-year-old made a winning start to her debut for Australia. After the tie, Ayava told Channel 7 what it meant to her.
Yeah, I was itching to get out on court this whole week. I've been training really well. It's been amazing training with Dash, Ash and Sam this week. I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to get out on court and play with Dash as well.
The win means Australia is in with a chance of winning the trophy for the first time since 1974. The draw for next year's eight-team World Group competition will be held after November's final. Australia missed a golden opportunity to head into next year's Women's Football World Cup in France as Asian champions. The Matildas suffered an agonising defeat to Japan in Amman in the early hours of Saturday morning. Japan substitute Kumi Yokoyama scored the winner against the run of play with 6 minutes remaining, after the Matildas had dominated large chunks of the match against the 2011 World Cup winners. Matildas co-captain Claire Polkinghorne was well aware Australia missed a golden chance to win a second Asian Cup crown.
We put them under a lot of pressure and create a lot of chances, and you know they took their chance that they needed, and that's what we needed to do. The first 10-15 minutes we really put them under pressure and we got that penalty, and had we got that it may have changed the game a little bit, but in saying that, you know, we kept pushing it and we created a lot.
In the A-League on Friday night, Melbourne City beat Brisbane 2-0, while on Sunday, Melbourne Victory joined their crosstown rivals in the semi-finals with a 2-1 win over Adelaide United. The winning goal for Victory coming via a superb overhead kick by Bessart Berisha. Here's how Fox Sport described the moment.
Barbarossas weaves his way past the Sayers. Still he goes on. Looking for Barossa!
After the match, the Albanian striker Berisha was understandably delighted with his astonishing goal, which proved the decisive moment.
This is why Victory brought me here, you know. I want to be there for the team, for the club. I want to make sure I score the goals, you know, especially in the tough moments like this, you know. And this is why I'm here, and I'm so happy that every game I can prove that.
Berisha's goal means Victory meets Sydney FC on Saturday night for a place in the grand final, while on Friday night, Newcastle Jets face Melbourne City in the other semi-final. In European football over the weekend, Barcelona thrashed Sevilla in the final of the Copa del Rey. Luis Suarez scored twice, while Lionel Messi, Andres Iniesta and Philippe Coutinho were also on target in the 5-0 win. Elsewhere, Manchester United booked a spot in the FA Cup final with a 2-1 win over Tottenham at Wembley. There was a major piece of Premier League news over the weekend, with confirmation that legendary Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is stepping down at the end of the season, a year earlier than his contract was to run. He's the most successful manager in Arsenal's history, having won two league and cup doubles, and in 2004, his famous Invincibles team won the league without losing a game all season. Arsenal's chief executive, Ivan Gazidis, addressed the media after the news was confirmed.
People these days use the words football philosophy lightly, but Arsenal truly has a football philosophy, and he's been brave enough to live by it. And in doing that, he's reinvented the game and played some of the best football we've ever seen. He's transformed the beautiful game, and he's made Arsenal famous throughout the world for the style of football we play. And for that, we say thank you, Arsene.
In the AFL this weekend, there were wins for the Adelaide Crows, West Coast, Geelong, Fremantle and Gold Coast, while St Kilda and the GWS Giants fought out a draw. North Melbourne won Sunday's clash with Hawthorn, with Hawks star Tom Mitchell seemingly in trouble. The Hawthorn midfielder is a leading contender for the Brownlow medal, but faces being referred to the judiciary after appearing to elbow North Melbourne ruckman Todd Goldstein. If he is sanctioned, he cannot be considered for the Brownlow. In the NRL, St George Illawarra lost its first match of the season to the New Zealand Warriors. Elsewhere, the Storm, South Sydney, North Queensland and the Sharks all won. Newcastle beat the West's Tigers, but it came at a high cost with star signing Mitchell Pearce ruled out for 16 weeks after he ruptured a pectoral muscle in the win. And Parramatta won for the first time this season in a big 44-10 win over Manly.